Hi, Tadubin. Hello, beloved, and welcome again to a few moments of fellowship together in the truth of the eternal God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're continuing in our study concerning the Trinity of God and getting close to finishing up this study as we look into the new birth blessings. Oh, what a privilege, what a blessing, what a joy it is to know the true and the living God. Oh, what a blessing to know that our sins are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are blotted out, never to be remembered against us anymore. And oh, what a blessing to be a child of God, to be born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, moving into our spirit to do the work of salvation, delivering us from the bondage of sin. And it's a miracle, the miracle of the new birth, our spiritual being, which is dead, or which was dead in trespasses and in sin, being made alive in Christ Jesus through the entrance of the Holy Spirit into our spirit to give us that gift of eternal life, which we've already been discussing and considering. And now we're talking about the truth of the Trinity. Oh, what a wonderful and beautiful truth this is, the oneness of God, and yet revealing Himself to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God's unity and His harmony together as oneness. And you remember the illustration, that's not a very good illustration, but it's the best I can come up with, concerning water. Water is liquid, and that form of liquid is what we usually know it as, and it's vital to our lives. But water also can appear as vapor, like clouds floating through the heavens, and like fog, and it can also appear as steam. Water can appear as ice, as solid, and so it takes on the form of a solid. And so we see three different manifestations of water revealed in different ways, three different ways, and yet it's all water. And so Almighty God is truly the eternal God, the only one and true God. He said over in the book of Isaiah, "I am God and there is none other." But Satan has devised many false gods and many false religions to blind man and to keep man from coming to know the true and the living God. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation for mankind. It's through faith in His death, His burial, and His resurrection that one is born into the family of God. Acknowledging our sin, believing Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, inviting Him to come into our life to forgive us for our sin. And when we cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, that You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. I believe You live today, and I invite You into my life." God the Father and God the Son sends the Holy Spirit to come into our spirit, to do that work of salvation, to give to us the gift of eternal life, to make us pure and clean and holy, to make a new person out of us. Oh, we look the same outwardly, and yet this change that takes place in our life is such a real change that it is reflected through the life we live before the world. And that's some of the glory of knowing Jesus, the change, the transformation, the liberation that we're given from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in Him, and to receive Him as Savior. And when we receive the Lord Jesus, we also receive God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. And every born-again believer is given to the Lord Jesus by the Father. And we're told that here in chapter 17, as we're studying here in the Gospel of John. So, beloved, oh, how God's Word is so filled with wonderful truth and with rich knowledge for our comprehension, our grasping, our understanding. And it may seem to you to almost be overwhelming, and yet the more you listen and the more you get into the Word of God and the more you talk to the Lord, the more the Holy Spirit illuminates your mind and your understanding and helps you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And so we left off last time at verse 23 in John 17, where Jesus said, "I in them," the Lord Jesus dwelling in us through the Holy Spirit, "and thou in me, God the Father indwells the Son, they are one," as we've seen previously. Jesus said over in John 14 to Thomas, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," because Jesus is the physical manifestation of God the Father. We're told in the book of Colossians that Jesus is the Godhead manifested bodily and revealed in physical form. And so the Lord Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father. "I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one." That is, the word perfect refers to spiritual maturity, that we may grow up and to the love of Christ as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we may learn to love one another, even as the Lord Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, my followers, if you manifest love for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ." This is a testimony to the world of the change that's taken place in our life when we receive Jesus as Savior and the Holy Spirit moves in to do the work of God within us. "And so made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, those that are in the world as thou hast loved me," and those who are born again, those who've accepted Christ as Savior. We are loved by God the Father and loved by the Lord Jesus and loved by the Holy Spirit with that great love of God that we've already discussed over in 1 John. "And so, beloved, being made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me," because the Father is revealed and manifested and made known unto us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus, as we see right here, is talking to the Father and showing us so much truth about the Father as we've been studying through these passages of Scripture. And so he says in verse 24, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am." And this is a prayer that the Lord Jesus prayed for every one of we who know Jesus as our Savior. There's coming a day when we're going to be with Christ, when we're going to be with Him, united, and with Him enjoying His beauty, enjoying His holiness, enjoying the glory of being His and belonging to Him, that they may be one. That's God's goal for us, and that we may be with Him. "And where I am, that they may behold my glory." Oh, beloved, and that's going to be a glorious day when we see the Lord Jesus face to face, when we see His beauty, when we see His holiness, when we see His righteousness, when we see His amazing glory. Believe me, beloved, we'll fall on our faces before Him, the one who loved us and gave Himself for us. And we will behold His glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me, Jesus says to the Father, Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes, the Lord Jesus was with the Father before the foundation of the world. We found that already in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word, capital W-O-R-D, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And we read in verse 14 of John 1 that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 17 we read that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was full of grace and truth, brought grace and truth into the world and revealed and made known to us the grace of God, the undeserved favor of God upon we sinful creatures in sending the Lord Jesus to go to that old rugged cross and to die in our stead and in our place. Oh, what great love that God has for mankind, and how He is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and become a member of the family of God. Oh, beloved, such glorious truth we find here in the Word of God, and the love that God has for we human beings. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes, beloved, O righteous Father, and aren't you glad, that's verse 25, aren't you glad our Father is a righteous Father? Aren't you glad that He's not a liar like Satan? Oh, beloved, Satan is a liar and the father of it. Remember what John 8:44 says as Jesus was talking to the religious crowd, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him." Oh, beloved, how good to have the righteous God. Till next time, goodbye.